أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين وقال تعالى والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين last week we spoke about the physical the health the medical benefits of fasting today I want to speak about another very important benefit of fasting and that is the socio-economic benefit of fasting the fact that fasting literally softens our hearts creates empathy therein in order that we put our hands in our pockets and we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is reported, كان أجود الناس. He was the most generous of people. وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. And he was even more generous than any other time. He was even more generous in the month of Ramadan. The end of the hadith, he is described كالريح المرسلة, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was like the prevailing wind. Now الريح المرسلة عند العرب, the prevailing wind by the Arabs, is that wind that brings those clouds, that produces that gentle rain, that produces the best crop. This is how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the month of Ramadan. And for all of us, the potential is there. Why? Because when we fast, like in the hadith of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, when he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُحِبُّ ثَلَاثَةً يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I love three things, O Messenger of Allah. أُحِبُّ الْمَرَضْ وَأُحِبُّ الْجُوعْ وَأُحِبُّ الْمَوْتِ He said, I love sickness, I love hunger, and I love death. Sahaba was shocked. What is he speaking about? The Prophet ﷺ understood, but he wanted to teach Sahaba a lesson. So he asked Abu Dharr, he said, Ya Abu Dharr, إِنَّ النَّاسَ يَكْرَؤُونَهَا فَكَيْفَ تُحِبُّهَا Indeed, mankind hates these three things. How can you love them? So Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu, He said, أُحِبَّ الْمَرَضْ لِأَنَّ بِهِ غُفِرَ ذَنْبِي He says, I love to be sick because when I'm sick, my sins are forgiven. وَأُحِبُّ الْجُوعْ لِأَنَّ بِهِ رُقِّقَ قَلْبِي And I love to be hungry because when I'm hungry, my heart is softened. When we feel those pangs of hunger, then we can relate to the poor and the needy. We can relate to those who are really feeling hunger. On a daily basis. I mean, we at least are looking forward to a nice iftar when the sun sets. At the time of Maghrib, we're going to say, Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika amantu wa ala rizqika aftartu. And we're going to be joyful with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us to break our fast with. Like the hadith, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانْ يَفْرَحُهُمَا. For the fasting person, there are two joys with which they are extremely joyful. إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِثُتْرِهِ. When they break their fast, they are overjoyed with that which they break their fast with. وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِسَوْمِ. And when they meet their Lord, they are overjoyed with the fact that they actually fasted. So we've still got to look forward to, alhamdulillah, غروب الشمس. We're going to have our iftar. Ons gaan lekker boeken. Always thought to myself, where does this word boeken come from? I don't know, but when I first came to know the Muslims, they were still saying, Allahumma laka samtu wa buka amantu. You remember that? Well, I think, you know, alhamdulillah, the knowledge has spread and people are now saying it correctly. Allahumma laka sumtu. بالضمّة. And with a sod, not a sin. Allahumma laka samtu. Allah alone knows what that means. Allahumma laka sumtu. Oh Allah, for you I have fasted. Wa bika. Not buka. Wa bika amantu. And in you I believe. Jalla fi ula. So we've got to look forward. What about the poor and the needy? What about those who don't? And we are speaking here not just about Muslims, but non-Muslims as well. Those that do not fast. Those that go hungry through the day and perhaps even through the night. So when we fast, it is also for that tamreen. It is an exercise. It's an exercise for developing empathy in the heart. That we should feel what it's like. We should at least taste those pangs of hunger so that we can empathize with the poor and then we can spend of our wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on them. And Jamaat al-Muslimin, the first two verses that I read out at the beginning of this khutbah is directly related to the main purpose of fasting. If we look at the first one, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Race forward in seeking a forgiveness from your Lord and a paradise with which width is greater than the heavens and the earth, prepared for who? أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Prepared for the muttaqeen. And we see, what is the main purpose of fasting? To develop taqwa. To be of those that place a wiqaya, a shield. That's where the word taqwa comes from. To place a shield between ourselves and every type of behavior that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the muttaqeen. The first attribute that He describes them with. What is it? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. The first attribute of the muttaqeen is that they spend in the time of prosperity and in the time of adversity. They spend of their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if fasting is developing the taqwa, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In order that you might develop taqwa, وَالصَّوْمُ جُنَّةٌ. Alhamdulillah, we've looked at all the ahadith pertaining to the quality of fasting being a shield. وَالصَّوْمُ جُنَّةٌ. Fasting is a shield, a wiqaya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that of the first attributes of the muttaqeen is that because of shuh is an inherent quality of every human being. Everybody, every soul has been given its portion of greed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ. Every soul has been presented with its portion of greed. That's an inherent quality. But now the test is, are we going to obey the greed or are we going to disobey the greed? Well, it depends on the shield of taqwa. Because if the shield of taqwa is strong, then it will by default shield us from that greed. And that brings me to the second verse that I made mention of. The second verse being in Surah Al-Hashr, the first verse being in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 134, and the second verse being Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 9. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the event of the Hijrah, when the Muhajireen, when they made Hijrah to Madinat al-Munawwara, and the Ansar received them, and they spent of their wealth on the Muhajireen. And even when the spoils of war were handed out, after the Battle of Badr, and after the other Ghazawat, and the Muhajireen were given a special portion, the Ansar accepted it and preferred it for the Muhajireen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them. He says, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. That they prefer it for others even though they have a need of it. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. And whoever shields themselves from their greed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Then they and they alone are the successful ones. So greed is there. And that's why one of the signs of the hour is that people will obey their greed. We can see it. The whole world is full of it. In fact, very sadly, we as an ummah are completely consumed by it. We are consumed by it. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ says, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فِتْنَةٌ وَفِتْنَةُ أُمَّتِي الْمَالِ. For every nation there is a trial, and the trial of my nation is wealth, is money. I mean, just take our context. Here in South Africa, when the Muslims, during colonialism, slavery and apartheid, were oppressed and were generally quite poor. They were not wealthy. I remember a uncle, Haji Sulaiman Majal, he was telling me of growing up in Lion Street, in the Boer Kaap, when only one man in the street had a car. So our community was not a wealthy community. It was a community mostly of artisans that had to work for other people and earn little money. But subhanallah, we had a community of وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, of cooperation, with a little bit. But there was cooperation at that level. People shared the help makah, as Rasulullah said. They built each other's houses. They used to have each other's weddings out of each other's houses. Somebody would make the dress, somebody would cook the food. There was always that care and that empathy, caring and sharing. And this was born out of one amazing quality, which we have sadly to a large degree lost today. And it's the very opposite of shuh, of greed, and that is qana'ah, contentment. You see, if you are a contented person, you'll never be greedy. And if you're a greedy person, you'll never be contented. هي القناعة فاحفظها تكن بها ملكا ولو لم تكن لك إلا راحة البدن وكم من ملك جمع الدنيا بأجمعها فما راح منها بغير القطن والكفن. It is contentment. If you have it, look after it, because with it you will be a king, even if you only possess your health. And how many kings of this world have gathered up the material possessions of this world, but they haven't left this world except with a burial shroud and some cotton wool? So qana'ah, when that auntie would say, Alhamdulillah for the bitchy vatiket. All praise and thanks due solely to Allah for the little bit that I have. And when she makes that pot of food, the wat sê hulle die lang sous kos? Where she has to add more water. Why? Because she must make the food enough. Why? Because there's 10 children in the house and maybe two orphans that are living with them as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so much barakah that there was enough for that family and more. And they still used to take the handkerchief and put a few pennies into the handkerchief and take it and give it to the masjid. So much barakah. But subhanallah, when we got our liberation for the dunya, and Allah opened up the floodgates, what happened? That's why our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us. He said, Wallahi lal faqra akhsha alaykum. He said, by Allah, I don't fear poverty for you. Walakinni akhsha an tuftah alaykum ad-dunya. But I fear that the dunya will open up for you. Fatunafisuha, and then you will start chasing after it. Kama tanafasuha man kana qablakum, just like those before you chased after it. Fatuhlikukum kama ahlakatum, and then it will destroy you like it destroyed them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and guide us all. Ameen. Hasha lillah. We seek refuge in Allah that we should become like a people who say, God for everyone and everyone for themselves. Have you heard of that? Yeah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from becoming like that, Jamaatul Muslimin. To a large degree, and we give the benefit of the doubt, but it's happening. That attitude has taken root in our community. When we were poor, we shared. Now that we are wealthy, Illa ma rahima rabbi, except for the one whom Allah has enveloped in His mercy, all he's worried is about self-enrichment. So Jamaatul Muslimin, it is in this month of Ramadan that if we've been in a ghafla, if we've been in a state of heedlessness and carelessness about the responsibility of having wealth, it's in the month of Ramadan that we need to wake up. Allah gives us that opportunity. وَمَا يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ Whoever shields themselves from their greed. I was going to make mention of that hadith. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتَ شُحًّا مُطَاعًا وَهَوًا مُتَّبَعًا وَأَعْجَابَ الْمَرْءِ بِنَفْسِهِ فَعَلَيْكَ نَفْسَكَ. If you see people obeying their greed, and you see people following their whims and their fancies, and people being vain about themselves, and in one riwayah about their opinions, فَعَلَيْكَ نَفْسَكَ, then get ready. In other words, the hour is nigh. We're in the end times. The dunya is beset with greed, with shuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us qana'ah. Allah grant us contentment with the little bit that we have, so that that which is extra, that which is over and above, that which is surplus, that it might be easy for us to spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the connection? Ya bani Adam, indaka ma yakfik, wa anta tatlubu ma yudghik, la biqalilin taqna' wa la min kathirin tashba', idha kunta mu'afan fi badnik, آمنا في سربك عندك قوت يومك لقد حيزت لك الدنيا بحذافيرها. I think I mentioned this hadith last week when we were speaking about the importance of health. In the beginning of the hadith Qudsi, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He says, O mankind, you have that which is enough for you, but you want that which is going to send you astray. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaking about spending in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ وَأَحْسِنُوا. Don't throw your hands, don't throw yourselves towards destruction by not spending, by holding on to that wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about al-infaq fi sabilillah, وَبَتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكُ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. Look at that. And seek out with that which Allah has granted you the life of the hereafter. Subhanallah. In other words, Allah is telling us that the wealth He's given us is a tool to get to Jannah. The wealth that He's given us is a tool that we need to use to get to Jannah. وَبَتَغِي مَا آتَى فِي مَا آتَاكُ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. And desire with that which Allah has granted you, desire the life of the hereafter. ولا تنسى نصيبك من الدنيا. But don't forget your portion of this world. In other words, you also need to live. أفضل دينار ينفقه الرجل دينار ينفقه على عيالي. The best coin that a man can spend is a coin that he can spend on his dependents. Charity begins at home. So don't forget your portion of this world. We need to see to our needs, the needs of our dependents, our wives, our children. Perhaps our parents are dependent on us. Perhaps other family members, whatever the case might be. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ And do good as Allah has been good to you. I mean, the person that thinks, you know, well, I think I've given enough charity this month, or I've given my portion of charity for the year. Just imagine if Allah had to think about you like that. And I start with myself. If we have to think that, you know, I think I've given enough, I'll wait until next year when I give again. Can you imagine if Allah subhanahu, now we are working so hard trying to build our businesses, you know, at the places where we work, trying to climb the corporate ladder, advance ourselves in our careers, whatever the case might be. Can you imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, I've given you enough scope for this month, I'm going to make you suffer for the rest of the year. And then next year comes, then I'll let your business grow a little bit, but only for a month. And for the other 11 months, I'll make you suffer losses. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ Do good to others, as Allah has done good to you. And then, وَلَا تَبَغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ And don't seek to cause mischief in this earth. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves not those who cause mischief. In other words, the wealth has not been given there, you know, just so that we can entertain ourselves, that we can amass wealth. Number one, it doesn't belong to us. I think that is the first thing that we need to understand. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ To Allah belongs the dominion of everything in the heavens and on earth. To Allah belongs the dominion of everything in the heavens and on earth. Everything belongs to Allah. We own nothing. It's only been placed in our hands or in our pockets or wherever you might put it. On the mattress, somebody uplang and whatever else is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it in our care. It is a trust. That's what Allah says. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ And spend out of that which Allah has made you trustees of. وَآتُوهُمْ مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ And give to them of Allah's money which He's given to you. Allah makes it clear as the sun in the middle of the sky on a cloudless day. It's only been given to us. And as we have already discovered, very clearly, very plainly, that He gives it to us as a trust, but at the same time, if we fulfill that trust, He replaces it with Jannah. He guarantees that He'll enter us into paradise. عِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Those who have shielded themselves from their greed. Allah has promised them, those muttaqeen, those people who have shielded themselves from their greed, Allah has guaranteed them entry into Jannah. عَرْضُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Which width is greater than the heavens and the earth. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, and this actually reminds me, this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتُوهُم مِّن مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ And give to them of Allah's money that which is given to you. My wife and I were walking in Damascus, and there was a lady with a baby, and she was begging. But funny enough, she actually wasn't begging, she was demanding. As the people would come by, she would even, you know, grab them, you know, tap them on the shoulder and say, Ya Abdullah, O servant of Allah, أَعْطِينِ مِن مَالِ اللَّهِ Give me of Allah's money. أَعْطِينِ مِن مَالِ اللَّهِ Give me of Allah's money. أَعْطِينِ مِن مَالِ اللَّهِ How can you refuse? Wallahi, when you die for the means of having your robots, But subhanAllah, she's speaking the truth. It's Allah's money. And holding on to it, and I found the verse here. It's in fact in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 195. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Look at the relationship between not spending and destroying oneself. Not spending and destroying oneself. How do they relate? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 195 of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and spend in the path of Allah. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and spend in the path of Allah, and do not destroy yourselves by your own hands. In other words, by holding on to the wealth. وَأَحْسِنُوا, and do good. We just did the verse before. أَحْسِن كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, just like Allah has done good to you. Do good. That's the purpose for having wealth. Looking after yourself and your dependents, and the surplus, spend. إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves the doers of good. Because if we're going to hold on to it, if we're going to allow our greed to get the better of us. What did you say? Greed is an inherent quality, like thirst. Thirst is an inherent quality. I'm sure all of you are getting thirsty now as you're sitting here. And maybe I can describe to you your favorite faluda, or, you know, there's a delicious one that we used to have in Makkah, in the Haram. The brothers from Uzbekistan, they are masters at making it. It's like a lime and mint juice. Are you getting thirsty? Oh. Absolutely delicious. So thirst is an inherent natural quality of man. And there's an advert where they say, obey your thirst. Now, I'm not saying you must drink that stuff, please. Obey your thirst. But if it is halal, if it is halal, if it is nutritious, if it is something that is beneficial, then we can obey our thirst. Water, of course, you know, is a source of life. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيَّ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've created every living thing from water. We need water to survive. So we get thirsty for water, we obey our thirst and we drink it. But greed? No, we cannot obey it. We have to resist it. We have to shield ourselves from it. And we can do that, Jamaat al-Muslimin. We can curb this greed of ours by simply spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ, and whoever shields themselves from their greed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, then they and they alone are the successful ones. Because if we give into it, if we obey it, يَا بَنَ آدَمْ عِنْدَكَ مَا يَكْفِيكَ وَأَنْتَ تَطْلُبُ مَا يُتْغِيكَ, O mankind, you have that which is enough for you, but you want that which is going to destroy you, which is going to send you astray. لا بقليل تقنع ولا من كثير تشبع. You're not satisfied with a little bit, and nor are you happy with a lot. In other words, you always want more. So this is the danger of greed. And with greed comes accumulation, hoarding. With greed comes bukhul. With shuh, so the absence of contentment, the absence of qana'ah creates greed, shuh. And the presence of shuh, greed, creates what? Bukhul. What is bukhul? Miserliness. To be stingy. Have you ever thought that if I give this money, then what am I going to have? Or if I give this money, what about my children? What about my family? Am I going to have tomorrow? Am I going to have next week? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبَخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ. Let them not think for one second. Those who are stingy with that which we have granted to them out of our favor. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبَخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let them not think for one second. Those who are stingy with that which Allah has granted to them out of His favor. He always reminds us. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend out of what we have given to them. Only placed in our hands as a trust. Only placed in our hands as a tool to gain our entry into Jannah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people who are being stingy, holding on to that wealth, amassing it, accumulating it, let them not think for one second, huwa khayrun lahum bal huwa sharrun lahum. Let them not think for one second that it's good for them. Wallahi, there's no benefit in amassing wealth. There's no benefit in the accumulation of wealth. سَيُتَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That wealth will be like a boa constrictor. You know a python, a boa constrictor? That big snake that constricts and basically chokes to death its prey. Well, that is what that wealth will be turned into on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Choking us, destroying us. There's another verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what will happen to those who amass wealth. Wallahi, a Muslim should never be amassing wealth. You know, this brother, you know, he's worth a couple of hundred million. You know, his portfolio is about 2 billion. Astaghfirullah. And I think about our brothers there in the Gulf states. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. People vying to be on the Forbes 500 list. 500 wealthiest billionaires in the world. And one of them is now saying, Uridu an akuna awwala trillionaire fil alam. He says, I want to be the first trillionaire in the world. Buying paintings for 450 million. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, as for those يَكْنِزُونَ من الكنز. الكنز is a treasure. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ. Those that hoard up gold and silver. They hoard up their wealth. They keep counting. Okay? First, I started with 10,000. Then I made 100,000. Now I want to get to a million. When I get to a million, I want to get to 10 million. Get to 10 million, I get to 100 million. Get to 100 million, now I want to get to a billion. Greed. Ma'azallah. Greed. You know what greed is? Immediate poverty. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِيَّكُمْ وَالطَّمَعْ فَإِنُّ الْفَقْرُ الْحَاضِرُ. Beware of greed because it is immediate poverty. مَنْ أَصْبَحَ وَهَمَّهُ الدُّنْيَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْفَقْرَ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. The person that wakes up in the morning only thinking about making fulus, paisa, but Allah puts poverty in front of their eyes. Meaning, no matter how much they attain, they will still feel poor because they will still feel the need for more. That's why greed is immediate poverty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns, He says, as for those who hoard up their wealth and do not spend it, وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what will happen? On the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all of that wealth and He will smelt it in the fire of Jahannam. And then it will be used to brand the stingy person, the hoarder, the one who has amassed this wealth and not spent it, not fulfilled their trust that Allah placed in their care. Allah will brand them on their foreheads and on their sides and on their backs. Now, there's different opinions amongst the Mufassireen what will be branded. In the one narration, we have the actual words, هذا الذي هذا ما كنستم لأنفسكم هذا ما كنستم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون. This is what you hoarded up for yourselves. Now taste that which you hoarded up. In the riwayah of Ibn Abbas, that literally all of that gold and that silver, it will be used to cover the entire body of the person. Can you imagine? Hot metal that has been smelted, it will be placed all over the body. And then the question arises, why the forehead and the side and the back? Because these people, when they saw the poor person, the first thing they did was to frown like this, to pull their faces. And then to turn their sides, and then to turn their backs and walk away. هَذَا مَا كَنَسْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. This is what you hoarded up for yourselves in the dunya. فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. So taste that which you hoarded up. Jamaat al-Muslimin, Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan, the month of Rahmah and Ghufran. Alhamdulillah, we are now in the 10 days of Maghfirah. We all need the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all need al-itqu min al-nar, to be written of those who are to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Want to guarantee that? Let us shield ourselves from our greed and spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I found an article on the internet. It has been done by the Harvard Business School. In fact, Professor Michael Norton, he did a study on 5 ways giving is good for you. Subhanallah. In fact, he lists them as 1, giving makes you happy. Giving is good for your health. Actual fact, when you give, endorphins are released, which is, gives you that happy feeling. Giving is also good for your health. Why? Because the absence of stress equals a healthy human being. Stress is the biggest killer today. It promotes cooperation and social cohesion. It invokes gratitude from the person who is receiving and from the giver themselves. Why? Because they wouldn't have been able to give if it wasn't for the fact that Allah had given them. And it is contagious. It is reciprocal. It basically has a ripple effect. And I found 2 verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees this. And we'll end with this inshallah ta'ala. In Surah Al-Baqarah 274, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. As for those who spend their wealth in the night and in the day, in secret and in open, for them is a reward from their Lord, and there will be no fear on them and no sadness. And the second verse is in also Surah Al-Baqarah 262. الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنفَقُوا مَنَّا وَلَا أَذَى لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. As for those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah and then don't follow it up with injury and reminders, or reminders and injury. You know? Hey, I need you to do me a favor. And the person says, you know, but sorry, I'm busy today. Hey, but I gave to you last week. I gave to you last month. No, we must never do that. وَلَا تُبَتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. Don't render your acts of charity false, null and void, through reminders and through injury. Very important. We have to maintain that sincerity even after we have given, even after we have spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will have their reward with their Lord, and there will be no fear on them, and they will never be sad. So subhanAllah, you want to get out of depression? And depression is something that is a reality. I know many, you know, in our community, there's Krom Kuala, high blood and hypertension and diabetes and gout and heart disease and all sorts of chronic illnesses. But when it comes to depression, pull yourself together. But McKJ, what is wrong with you? No, mental illness is a reality. Depression, anxiety, hysteria, all types of mental illnesses that are prevalent in our community. But we just seem to ignore them. Why? Because it's not something that is necessarily fixed with a tablet. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us one of the best ways of bringing about that happiness and that contentment. And that is to spend in the path of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the month of Ramadan. Ajwadun nas, the most generous of people. وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us build a shield of taqwa, shielding ourselves from our greed, putting contentment into our hearts. And inshallah ta'ala with that, make us of those that are of the muttaqeen, those who are prepared, a guaranteed place في جنات النعيم. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله هي القناعة فاحفظها تكن بها ملكا ولو لم تكن لك إلا راحة البدن وكم من ملك جمع الدنيا بأجمعها فما راح منها بغير القطن والكفن وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى مهبة النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سادة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين وقال تعالى ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم في إخوة الأفاضل إننا في شهر رمضان ولقد روي أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان وقد وصف في هذا الحديث كالريح المرسلة والريح المرسلة هو الريح الذي يأتي بالسحاب السحاب الذي ينزل منه الغيث وهذا الغيث الذي ينفع به الناس في أخوة الأفاضل علينا أن نفهم في هذا الشهر المبارك أن من فوائد هذا الصيام أننا نخرج زكاة أموالنا ونتصدق على الناس في سبيل الله
فإذا فعلنا ذلك وجدنا أننا سنكون بإذن الله تعالى من الذين يقال فيهم في كتاب الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله، خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي أن تتقوا الله حق تقاته، ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافة الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام، في اليمن، في ليبيا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Oh, the red one off, yeah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو، اعتدلوا، تراسوا، سد الخلل، سو صفوفكم، فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. Please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا.